Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What do you expect as far as the lineup tonight? Because, like I said, he started two different strikers in both of these games. And I know we kind of figured why they had to take out, was it John who started the Cincinnati game, because of the fact you were playing with a man short. But what are some of your expectations for tonight for them to try to score those goals?
Yeah, I think John will come back into the lineup tonight. I think that they'll try to go back to that. And that's how Atlanta United was playing before the hiatus, right? When Joseph Martinez went down, John was the guy who came in to replace him. I would suspect that he's going to be the one to come in, especially because I think Atlanta United, if they're going to have success, it's going to be down the flanks. And if you're going to be having success down the flanks, you want that big guy in the middle that can get on the ends of crosses. And he's just got more experience in that role than a guy like Manuel Castro. I think Manuel Castro will have a role to play in this game, but I think that John will be the striker. I think that also you'll probably see Mo Adams and Emerson Hyman play in central midfield. I think that's the most likely tandem to play together. They played together against Red Bulls, and then there was a clear rotation to bring in Larenowitz and Rometty against FC Cincinnati. So those two guys would have the freshest legs. Potentially, I think you could see Larenowitz slide into the starting lineup in place of Emerson Hyman, just because Larenowitz is kind of that coach on the field, has the experience, has the know-how, can help organize the team. I think Frank DeBoer really likes what he sees out of Mo Adams. I think that what's really become clear to me is that Mo Adams came into this maybe more fit, physically fit, than any other player on Atlanta United. And he's playing in a position where you have to cover a ton of ground. In this 3-4-3, you really only have these two central midfielders, and there's just a lot of running that those players have to do. So I think you're likely to see Mo Adams. And then I think you're likely to see George Bello back out on the left-hand side. He's starting against the Red Bulls, got the rest against FC Cincinnati. And I think that he's the most likely fit to come back in and play on that left-hand side.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!